السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله علی ما انعم الذی علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم یعلم. الصلاة والسلام علی من بالحلم والجود والکرم زین الرکن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبیب اله العالم ابی القاسم مصطفی محمد
اللهم صل
محمد و آل محمد و اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین سیما مولانا و صاحبنا حجت ابن الحسن المهدی روحی و ارواح العالمین لتراب مقدمه الفدا. اوصیکم عباد الله و نفسی به تقوى الله و نظم امركم. می الله سبحانه و تعالی accept prayers of all mu'minin in this holy month. For this khutbah, for this sermon, I have chosen one part of letter 31 of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, after the battle of Siffin, do not hesitate to send salawat frequently. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. After battle of Siffin, Amir al-Mu'minin, he has written a very important letter as his will and wasiyat for his son Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. It means that mu'minin also can write will, moral will. Doesn't need to mention about their property, their wealth. Moral will to their son, to their friends. And as Amir al-Mu'minin and Rasulullah are considered as the father of all of mu'minin, so we consider ourselves as the children of Amir al-Mu'minin and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I want to translate only one part of this letter. Wa'alam. Realize that, know that, understand. أن الذي بيده خزائن السماوات والأرض قد أذن لك في الدعاء. The owner of the treasures of the heaven and the earth gave you permission to ask him. It means that when you want to supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first think, who would you ask? Said you are asking from the one who is owner of treasures of the heavens and the earth. وَتَكَفَّلَ لَكَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. He doesn't only give you permission to ask him. وَتَكَفَّلَ لَكَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. He granted your dua, your supplication. وَأَمَرَكَ أَن تَسْأَلَهُ لِيُؤْتِيكَ. He has told you to pray for his favors. America not only told you or give you permission, he commanded you, he ordered you to ask him liyotik, in order to give your needs. Because Quran said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, addressing mu'minin, call me, ask me to grant you. And Rasulullah said that, wa du'a'ukum fihi mustajab. Especially in this month, in month of Ramadan, your dua, your supplication will be granted. Allah will answer your call in this month. وَتَسْتَرْحِمَهُ لِيَرْحَمَكَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to ask His mercy in order to give you His mercy. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ مَنْ يَحْجُبُهُ عَنْكَ. He has not appointed anyone to prevent you from reaching Him. Shafa'at and tawassul in Islam is completely correct. But we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can do dua anywhere and in any time. We can directly talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَلْجِئْكَ إِلَى مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah doesn't appoint anyone to intercede before Him on your behalf. It means that you also can directly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your dua. Because الدُّعَى مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The core of worship is dua. But sometimes we need someone as Shafi'. Because even the sons of the Prophet Ya'qub, they went to their father and said, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. We committed a big sin. We wanted to kill our brother, which he was Prophet of Allah. But now we cannot talk directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may not forgive us, you, as the Prophet of Allah. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. So shafa'at and tawassul is correct, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't close the door of talking with Him directly. وَلَمْ يَمْنَعْكَ إِنْ أَسَعْتَ مِنَ التَّوْبَةِ. He doesn't prevent you from doing tawbah if you commit sin. وَلَمْ يُعَجِلْكَ بِالنِّقْمَةِ. In Quran, there's a very beautiful verse about tawbah. هُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah is the one who accepts tawbah from His ibad. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And He will forgive all of sin which may you commit. وَلَمْ يُعَجِلْكَ بِالنِّقْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not immediately punish you. Allah waiting for your return, waiting for the night of Jum'ah, waiting for the month of Ramadan. May His servant come back and do tawbah and do istighfar. وَلَمْ يَفْضَحْكَ وَلَمْ يُعَيِّرْكَ بِالْإِنَابَةِ. If you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent, He will not blame you. وَلَمْ يَفْضَحْ لَكَ هَيْثُ الْفَزِيهَةَ بِكَ أَوْلَى. And He will not ruin your reputation when ruining your reputation is deserved. وَلَمْ يُشَدِّدْ عَلَيْكَ فِي قَبُولِ الْإِنَابَةِ. He is not strict. As long as you come back, you return, you intend for repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. And بَلْ جَعَلَ نُزُوعَكَ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ حَسَنَةِ. But Allah considers your repentance as a good deed. He would not blame you. He would not strict to accept your tawbah. بَلْ جَعَلَ نُزُوءَكَ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ حَسَنَةً. When you intend to come back, to return, to do tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order angels to write a reward and hasana and good deed in your file. وَحَسَبَ سَيِّئَتَكَ وَاحِدَةً. Every sin of you will be considered as one. وَحَسَبَ حَسَنَتَكَ عَشْرًا. And a good deed and pious action will be rewarded tenfold. Because Quran said, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. The one who be able to keep rewards of his good deed until the day of judgment. من جاء بالحسنة. Didn't say من عمل بالحسنة. The one who did good deed. من جاء. Because sometime we have a good deed. We have a good action, but we cannot keep it until the day of judgment. By committing sin, we ruin the rewards of our deed, our good deed. Said man ja'a bil hasanat, the one who able to keep his hasanat and bring to the day of judgment, falahu ashru amsalaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him tenfold. وَفَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الْمَتَابِ وَبَابَ الْإِسْتِعْبَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the door of Tawbah open anytime, anywhere. فَإِذَا نَادَيْتَهُ سَمِعَ النِّدَاءَ. He hears you whenever you call him. Because we are not like Christianity to limit dua only in church and only for Sunday. No, 24 hours of a day, and wherever you can do dua, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can whisper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا نَادَيْتَهُ سَمِعَ النِّدَاءَ. Whenever you call him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear you. وَإِذَا نَاجَيْتَهُ أَلَمَ النَّجْوَاكَ. He also hears your whisper. فَأَفْضَيْتَ إِلَيْهِ بِحَاجَتِكَ. Amir al-Mu'minin addressing his sons first, and all of Mu'minin, and all of Shia, and all of Muslimin. Then, وَأَفْضَيْتَ إِلَيْهِ بِحَاجَتِكَ. Tell him your wish, your desire, and whatever you need. Why you are knocking the door of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First, and directly go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala friendly. And you are able to whisper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah order you to ask him. وَأَبْثَثْتَهُ ذَاتَ نَفْسِكَ. وَأَبْثَثْتَهُ ذَاتَ نَفْسِكَ. Lay before him the secret of your heart. وَشَكَوْتَ إِلَيْهِ هُمُومَكَ. And tell him about all the distress, all the disaster and hardship that have happened for you. وَاسْتَكْشَفْتَهُ كُرُوبَكَ. And ask him to remove all of grief and difficulty and hardship in your life. وَسَأَلْتَهُ مِنْ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَتِهِ مَا لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ إِعْتَائِهِ غَيْرُهُ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and request Allah such a favors and grant that no one other than Allah can bestow and grant this reward. What is those dua which Amir al-Mu'minin recommended? Min ziyadat al-a'mar. The first one, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you long life, to prolong your life. وَسِحَّةِ الْأَبْدَانِ. And the health of the body. Because no one, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you such a supplication, such a dua. زِيَادَةِ الْأَعْمَارِ. وَسِحَّةُ الْأَبْدَانِ. وَسِعَةُ الْأَرْزَاقِ. And you may pray to him to expand your rizq. Rizq, sometimes ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase cost of your life. And the rizq, it means that is not limited only for money. Hearing a verses of Quran, sitting in a majlis which remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also your rizq. Reciting Quran, also your rizq. Fasting, also your rizq. Improving your knowledge, also consider as rizq. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ فِي يَدَيْكَ مَفَاتِيهُ خَزَائِنَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with asking you, with ordering you to ask him, he put the keys of his treasures on your hand. Right now you have a key of treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is dua. With dua, you can open the doors of treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, treasures of the heavens and the earth. بِمَا أُذِنَ لَكَ فِي مَسْأَلَتِ With giving permission to you to ask him, فَمَتَا شَئِتْ Whatever you want, استفتحتَ بِالدُّعَى أَبْوَابَ نِعْمَتِ Open the door of his blessing with your duas. So brothers and sisters, this month is month of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only give us permission to ask him, he ordered us, Ud'uni astajib lakum. And Rasulullah said, Dua'ukum fihi mustajab. Allah granted our dua in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our knowledge regarding our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our du'as, to understand our a'imma, to develop our ma'rifat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اجعل عواقب امورنا خيرا اللهم انصر الاسلام واهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق واهله اللهم احفظ مراجعنا اللهم احفظ زعيمنا وقائدنا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وصل على أمير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي اللهم صل على محمد وعلى حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك استخلفهم في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبلهم اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الحادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اوصیکم عباد الله و نفسی به تقوی الله و نظم امرکم We are reaching to very important nights of month of Ramadan The month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited all of believers و هذا شهر عظمته و کرمته و شرفته و فضلته على الشهود This is the best month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala This month has three qualities and characters. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ فَرَضْتَ سِيَامَهُ عَلَيْهِ The first character of this month is the month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon obligatory fasting. Fasting is wajib in this month. And then شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت في أنزلت أنزلت فيه القرآن is the month of revelation of Quran. The most important blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in this month. And Quran said that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ in Surah Al-Dukhan. We revealed Quran in a blessing night. And so revelation of Quran, fasting, and Laylatul Qadr, وَجَعَلْتَ فِيهِ لَيْلَةَ الْقَادْرِ وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر. So ليلة القدر also is the third character of the month of Ramadan. What is ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't open the issue and doesn't explain. Only know that this ليلة, this night, this few hours, خير is better for you. Better than 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. 1,000 months is equal to 86 years. One night is better than the whole of your life. If you know important this night, you will know important of your worship in this night. And you will find a price for yourself, for the worship. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. So Laylatul Qadr is the night of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in this month. And also, in this night, all of the angels of the God will come down to visit Khalifatullah and the representative of Allah on the earth, Imam Zaman Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, Ruhi Barwahul Alamin. So we should be careful about any moment of that night. What we can do, the first, as angels will visit Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam, we should do dua for reappearance of the Imam. وَقَدْ تَالَ السَّدَى. In dua in Nutbah we recited. It's a long time after the first accreditation of the Imam until now, 1300 or 1400 years passed, but our Imam didn't return. Allahumma kshif hadhihi al-ghumma an hadhihi al-umma bi dhuhurihi wa ajjal lana dhuhurah wa ajjal lana farajah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this sorrow from this ummah, which facing this sorrow with absence of our Imam. And the second item we should consider is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, verse 22, said that وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَهُ أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Before any worship, remember this verse of Quran at the time of Maghrib, sunset, when you want to do ghusl. The meaning of ghusl in night of Laylatul Qadr is istighfar. Is the actual istighfar. When you wash your head, when you wash your body, have this niyyat that, oh Allah, I am washing all of my sins from my spiritual body. With this niyyat, and then وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَسْفَهُ, forgive everyone, وَلْيَسْفَهُ, and forgot everyone. أَلَّا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do not want Allah forgive you. If you are seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first you should be able to forgive anyone. then start a'mal of Laylatul Qadr. And the another quality and the another character of Laylatul Qadr is the night of martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'minin Qa'id al-Qurr al-Muhajjalin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala faraja. Remembering Amir al-Mu'minin in that night also recommended, because Rasulullah said that dhikru aliyyin ibadah. We want to worship at that night. We want to do ibadat as in that night. So dhikru aliyyin ibadah. Remember Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. And Quran said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, ittaqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear from Allah. Wabtagu ilayhil wasila. And find a mean to reach him. Find a wasila. Wajahidu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflihun. So in the night of Qadr, in one of our hands should be Quran, and the another hand the name of Amir al-Mu'min, to do tawassul with Quran and with the name of Amir al-Mu'min. This is Quran said, Wattaqullah. First, Wattaqullah. Then, Wabtagu ilayhi al-wasilah. As the sons of Prophet Ya'qub, they went to their father and asked him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiving. Ya abana istaghfir lana inna kunna khati'in. We should go to our imam. Oh, our imam, inna kunna khati'in. We committed sin. We didn't see you during our life, our this year. It is interesting history, Muqaddasa Ardabili, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. He was a marja, he was an arif. He was living in Najaf for a few years. His mother sent to him a letter and asked him to come back to visit his family and his mother. He left everything, his students, his position as marja'iyat, and came back to his village, to his city in Iran. When he arrived the city, he saw a lot of mu'mineen came to say welcome to him. But he asked about the Khan. There was a Karim Khan. Karim Khan was a local government of the city. He said, where is Karim Khan? He said, it is obvious he didn't come, because he kept the position as the head of the city. If he come here to say welcome to you, it means that you replaced and you take his position. You have to go to see him. He said, never mind. He went to home of his mother, and after praying, he slept. He saw a dream. Someone called in his dream and said, oh, Muqaddas, Karim Khan died. You are responsible for his ghusl and his burial. He woke up, said, Karim Khan, because Karim Khan was a person, he was not a person, a true person, a religious person. He didn't worship, he did not worship in his life. He was a zalim because he received the tax from the people of his village or his city. He slept again. He saw the same dream. He asked, is there any news, something happened in the village, in city? His mother said, no, nothing. The most important news, you came back. For third time, he saw the same dream, and someone called in his dream, oh, Muqaddas, Karim Khan died. You are responsible for his burial. Yourself, you should do everything. He took his abba and went out toward the house of Karim Khan. He heard some crying and understood, yes, the dream is true. He went to his house and he was thinking, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint me to be in charge of his burial? Because the Karim Khan, he was not a religious person, he was not a mu'min. He did a lot of dhulm and oppression on his people. He asked several questions from his wife, from the wife of Karim Khan, and said, Does Karim Khan change his life, his character before that? He said, no. Does he recite in Quran? No. Praying? No. Fasting? No. He said, please explain me about the last moment of his life. He said, in the last moment before depart, he start discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And talk to Allah, oh Allah, forgiving Muqaddas Ardabili is not important. Because Muqaddas Ardabili, he prayed all of his prayer. He didn't do any zulm. He did a lot of Salat al-Mustahabi, Quran, and everything you think. This is Muqaddas, very purified person. If you are true, is you really merciful? Forgive me, which never say, Ya Allah, which never worshipped during my life. Oh Allah, if you are merciful, please look at me. I want to take only one lesson from this story. Brothers and sisters, attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 1 second may change our life. Sometimes we need to whisper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after salat, because some people, they used to do a lot of prayer, 2 rak'at prayer with reflection, with hudur qalb is important. And after prayer, go to sajda and prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And friendly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna kunna khati'in, oh Allah, because the night of Qadr is the night only for mu'mineen. Mu'mineen usually didn't commit any sin, any big sin, any major sin. It's the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give opportunity to sinful person. So it's the night of mudnibin. The sinful should return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave the door of the tawbah, opened the door of tawbah to mudnibin, to encourage the people who did sin during their life. And ask him to come back. وَفَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الْمَتَابَ وَالْإِسْتِقْبَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gate of tawbah in that night. So we should talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whisper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night and ask him to forgive all of mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala request his prophet, ask his prophet to do istighfar for mu'mineen. It means that we can do istighfar for mu'mineen. Oh Allah, forgive the sin of my brother, my sisters. So this is the beautiful night, the night of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to be awake during this night with our family and prepare ourselves to have a good night, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the problem which Muslimin suffering in around the world, I read a very bad news last night. Only Thursday, Daesh, ISIS, sold 100 women and girls, Syrian women and girls in Iraq. Think if Rasulullah was alive, what is the action of Rasulullah? And I saw a picture of this market. 100 only one day after iftar, girl and woman, Muslim girl, because they captive, they arrested and said, we have a right, we want to do tafsir of Quran. People of Bahrain also suffering from oppressor government. People of Yemen, unfortunately, the Saudi Arabia has taken the mosque from the face of government. Because before that they said, we are servant of Allah, servant of the Haramain Sharifain, Khadim al-Haramain Sharifain. Such a Khadim, such a servant killed mu'mineen, even in month of Haram, month of Rajab, And even in month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in month of Ramadan, think about the people of Yemen, Muslimin in Yemen, during these months. They were killed by a government of a country called himself as the servant of Haramain Sharifain. We should ask during these months, and especially in Layali Qadr, in nights of Qadr, for to remove Allah's suffering from Muslimin, from all of the nation of Islam. Allahumma akshif hadhihi al-ghumma an hadhihi al-ummah bi-dhuhuri imamina inshallah. اللهم عجل وليك الفرج والعافية والنصر اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم انصر مؤمنين في اليمن اللهم انصر مؤمنين في العراق اللهم انصر مؤمنين في بحرين اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
امید قریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونی دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کسه بی کسی های شب های کازم حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الامه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.